Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the word of the living God. We thank you for these mighty, mighty promises and statements you made in Proverbs. We're grateful for this wonderful book, this owner's manual that we can read so we can understand who we are and what we can do, what we're not supposed to do. Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for the word as it goes out today. I ask you to touch the men's and women's hearts with the mighty word of the living God. And I want to thank you for this magnificent book. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, we're in Proverbs chapter 17. We're going to start at verse 18 today. I want you to think about this. It says, "A man void of understanding striketh hands and become a surety in the presence of his friend." What in the world is that saying? Well, let's put it like this. It is very poor judgment to co-sign for a friend's note. Have you ever done this before, or you know anybody that has co-signed for a friend's note or to become responsible for a neighbor's debt? Let me tell you, if you're not ready and willing to lose that money, then don't sign that note, because that I have seen many good friends separate and go different ways because one of them loaned the other one money. Talking to the man the other day, he had sued a friend or a man, an acquaintance, pretty good friend at one time, because he loaned him $10,000 here a few years ago, and the guy has never paid him. And so he sued him, got a judgment against him. And he said, "What should I do about it?" And I said, "Forget it. You made a wrong decision. The Word of God tells you what to do, tells you what not to do." I said, "You should have never done that if you wasn't willing to lose that money." So I said, "The Lord tells us in His Word, we're not supposed to sue each other." I said, "Is he your brother in Christ?" He said, "Well, yeah, he says he is." I said, "Then just forget it. Turn him over to the Lord. Let the Lord take care of it." Because a man void of understanding striketh hands or signs for a person's note and becomes surety in the presence of the friend. So don't sign somebody's co-sign for somebody's note or take on a neighbor's debt unless you're willing to lose the money. Don't let it come between you and the friendship, or most definitely don't let it get you into a state of unforgiveness. Do you realize that people that walk in unforgiveness, according to the Word of God, I believe with all my heart you will not be able to go to heaven if you die with unforgiveness in your heart? The Word of God clearly says, number one, it plainly says that if you stand praying, you have to forgive, because if you do not, God will not forgive you. And if He don't forgive you, I can assure you He's not going to answer your prayer. But then the most staggering things is in Matthew 18, chapter 18, verse 21 through 35, where he says, if you don't forgive your brother from your heart, he'll turn you and your entire family and all that you own over to the tormentors, the devil and his demons. That's not any fun. So don't go there with somebody's note. Don't do any of them stupid things. Just, you know, walk holy in obedience to God's word. Now then, it says there in verse 19, he loveth transgressions that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. In other words, anyone who loves to quarrel loves sin. That's what that's trying to say. And anyone who speaks boastfully invites disaster. Wow. In other words, he says he loveth transgression that loveth strife. You must love transgressions if you love strife. And he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. So, anyone who speaks boastfully invites disaster. Now, that's right out of the Word of God, folks. You need to pay attention, and if you love to quarrel, then you love sin. And it says, when sin is finished, it brings forth death in James chapter 1. So, you don't want to go there unless you want to die early. Then in verse 19, verse 20, he that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that has a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. Isn't that amazing? What he's trying to say there is a crooked heart will not prosper. The twisted tongue tumbles into trouble. So if you've got a crooked heart, you will not prosper. So get rid of your crooked heart, clean it up, come to know Jesus, and serve the King. Verse 21, He that begetteth a fool doth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. What he's trying to say there, it is very painful to be the parent of a fool. I have seen this. I mean, it's bad enough whenever you got a son or a daughter that makes a little mistake and really is not a fool, but just makes a mistake. It cuts you to the heart. So, and I, both of my children have made a mistake or two like that, and I'm sure yours has too. But praise the Lord, they came through it. But it is very painful to be the parent of a fool. Just think, can you imagine being the parent of a fool that the boy or the girl never does anything right and all they does is always wrong? That is very painful. And there is no joy for the father of a rebel. So if you've got a rebel, you're in trouble. You're going to have to do a whole lot of praying. That's all I got to say. A whole lot of praying. Verse 22 says, A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Now, wait a minute. Here's something that will bring sickness and disease to you, or it will bring health to you. People don't see these things in the Word of God, but just listen. Stuck right here in the middle of this, in verse 22, as Proverbs 17, it says, A cheerful heart is good medicine. A cheerful heart? Hey, I think we ought to go out and praise the King. We ought to laugh and smile and clap and have a good time. Because a cheerful heart is good medicine. In other words, it will make you well and make you feel good and everything else. But it says a broken spirit saps a person's strength. A broken spirit saps a person's strength. A broken spirit drieth the bones. You can see people with bone cancer that are not willing to worship and praise and have a merry heart. Verse 23 says, A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. A wicked man, he accepts bribes to pervert justice. That's what this guy is doing. The wicked accepts secret bribes to pervert justice. Now then, those secret bribes really are not secret at all. God knows everything you're doing. You can't hide a thing from the King. He knows exactly where you're coming from and what you're doing. And I'm going to tell you, you don't get by with nothing. In the kingdom, you don't get by with nothing, so or the world either. It will bring death and destruction to you. Verse 24 says, Wisdom is before him that hath understanding. But the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. In other words, sensible people keep their eyes glued on wisdom. In other words, if you're sensible, you should keep your eyes glued on wisdom. But a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. In other words, a guy that has a wandering eye, there's no telling what all that guy may watch. He may look at all kinds of things. He may watch the girls when they come by. He may look at them from top to bottom. He may look at money, power, whatever. Whatever turns him on, the guy that has that wandering eye, it will, in other words, sensible people will keep their eyes glued on wisdom. But a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. He just wanders everywhere. Now then, in verse 25, it says, A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to him that bore him. In other words, what are we trying to say here? Isn't that quite simple? A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her or the mother that bore him. In other words, a foolish child will bring grief to a father and bitterness to a mother. That is so true. Verse 26 says, Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princesses for equity. In other words, what is he trying to say there in verse 26? It is wrong to fine the godly for being good, or to punish nobles for being honest. Isn't that amazing? The Lord give us an answer to virtually, not just virtually, to everything in life. It is wrong to fine the godly for being good. In other words, they're supposed to be blessed. They're not supposed to be fined. Well, if you do that and you treat people wrong, I can guarantee you, you will suffer the consequences, because the demons of hell will be turned loose on people that do not meet this criteria. You know, the most wonderful thing I've ever learned is when I learned that the executive department of the spiritual world is Satan and his hosts. The demons are the ones that put this tormenting things on you, and Jesus uses those critters to keep us in line. Isn't that amazing? He allows Satan to attack us and whenever we do things wrong. So, in verse 27, he that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. In other words, a truly wise person uses few words. Now, many of us need to get that. A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even tempered. Now, isn't that wonderful? So, let's go to this last verse, 28 of chapter 18. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Isn't that something? Whenever even a fool, he's talking about a truly wise person uses few words, and a person with understanding is even tempered. Then he goes on to say that even fools are thought to be wise when they keep their mouth shut. Because, see, if you don't speak out those wrong words, nobody knows what's in your heart. But what's in a man's heart comes out his mouth. So when he opens his mouth, that's when he puts his foot in it. He gets in trouble. Because the Lord says here, even fools are thought to be wise when they keep silent or keep their mouth shut. And when they keep their mouth shut, they seem intelligent. Isn't that amazing? You can take a man that has in other words, instead of making a fool out of himself, if he'll just keep his mouth shut and keep his tongue quiet and don't speak those perverse or wild words, nobody will know what you know. So the best thing to do is just keep your mouth shut. Then nobody will know. Praise the King. We're coming to the end of a day again, the end of a week. I'd invite you to give us a call. We'll be happy. We have all kinds of audio, video, CDs, DVDs, wherever my wife's new music CD, all of these things, beautiful, anointed Christian music that she's written, these songs around the Word of God, and they're beautiful. We'll send you any of these things, free and postpaid. The songs, the title of it is Sozo Me Lord. That's the main song, but there's 10 on there. We'll send anything to you, free and postpaid. Just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And remember, Jesus is Lord.